His name is Juan Pablo. How do you pronounce your last name, Juan?
Depache.
Juan Pablo Depache. He plays the role of...
His fans could have told you that.
He plays the role of Jesus in the series A.D., The Bible Continues. And the next part comes on this Sunday?
Wow.
That's correct, yeah. The Sunday of the Ascension of Christ.
And last Sunday, how'd you do in the ratings?
We did really great. We were number one, 9.5 million. Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Especially considering there were some other Jesus stories, Jesus TV shows that were on in the same time slot.
Yeah, well, you can see it was Easter, so you know everyone wants to get a bit of it.
It's that time of year. Yeah,
it's that time of year.
Yeah, but no, we were very happy and we were trending number one on Twitter. You know, so it's been a whirlwind, really. And people's response was fantastic. So
playing
happy.
The role of Jesus, has that changed your life in any way?
Absolutely. It really was a transformative experience because, you know, I never went into this, into my profession thinking that I would play this part because I never felt good enough or worthy enough. I consider myself like the black sheep of my family, you know?
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, you know, they're the ones who are more kind of devout than I am. So to be given this role and finally get myself in that place and research it and go to Morocco and everything, it was just an incredible experience, humbling, moving, touching. I was able to get a sense of what he was going through and get in be in his shoes for that long.
You mean sandals, right?
Sandals, yes, you could say that. And no, it was an amazing experience. I don't think anyone can.
Did you learn something about Jesus you didn't know already from the?
Well, as the black sheep of the family, there might have been some things you didn't know.
I realized. I realized how lonely he was. Whenever we think of Jesus, we think of someone who's surrounded by love and surrounded by apostles and people. And actually, at that time, especially in the crucifixion, when we start on AD, you know, the beginning of AD is the crucifixion, you realize he's got a mission, and it's a very lonely mission, and it's he's giving up his life. And that's really horrific place to be.
Can I just tell you that watching you on this, on AD, The Bible Continues, and then just having watched you on Dallas, where your characters are about 180 degrees apart, if I may say, your range is very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's
a lovely compliment. That's nice. And you know what? It's such a blessing to actually be able to go from that character to Jesus, because I think we all have it in us to be absolute nasty people or to have that goodness. It's just in our nature, you know. If someone touches our child, we're able to murder for them, and at the same time, we all have the purity of Christ if we really look into it. So acting is about that. It's about channeling whichever character, whichever energy you're given. And in this case, it was so massive that it did something to me. I mean,
I
came out of
that. You were the best
Jesus
out of all the Jesuses that were on.
You were so good. Yeah. Where do you go from here in your acting career? because you were so believable as Jesus.
Oh, well, thank you. Where do I go? I don't know. It's all an adventure, isn't it? I guess
what would Jesus do?
We love variety, so whatever would be, again, different.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I think you're going to set up tourism nicely in Argentina because they're going to be looking
definitely
for other Juan Pablos.
Yes.
Are there any more at home like you is the question.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a no, Sybil. Jesus is turning you down.
No, I would never hit on Jesus.
I know. I'm like you hitting on Jesus.
Juan Pablo is a different matter, but not Jesus. So much. Great job. Congratulations.
Second part this Sunday on NBC. AD, the Bible continues.